We have here a little unusual marimakom. I figure being that wasn't sure if everyone's here, so it's a little bit special day. It's also not my turn to give the shmooze. Giving the shmooze Shabbos in, so I had a little fun. So I don't think I ever said a shmooze before on a gra. On the gra, call it a yo. But we'll see. Basically, as follows. The gra is a beautiful gra. The gra itself is very enjoyable, in a certain sense. The gra is marish and gainish and einfau, before you get to the shmooze. Pasuk says, and Pasuk lam and hey, Ubnei Yisrael also gedvar Moshe. Bnei Yisrael did, basically, it says in the, going in order, go in sequential order. In the Perek Yud Aleph, it says, Da'abrinav, Pasuk Beis, Da'abrinav Ozneam, Hashem tells Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael, V'yishadu ishmei Yisrael, V'yisham Yisrael, Usa, Klikasas Klezav, that they should borrow from the Mitzrim the money, etc. And then it says, V'yitin Hashem Eschena, and Hashem says in Al, Hashem, I covered up the words, you have to, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hashem put the chain of the people of Ben Mitzrayim, where he will, and that they will lend them. So then about next parak, about 30 psukim later, more maybe, it says, Bnei Yisrael also gedar Moshe. Bnei Yisrael actually did what Moshe told them to do. Vayishadu mi Mitzrayim fekesu leizav esmanos, and they asked, and Hashem nosan eschenon b'eni Mitzrayim. So simple pshat is, they did what Hashem told them to do, and they Mitzrayim gave. Says Rashi, what's pshat gedar Moshe? Sha'omer them in Mitzrayim, that Moshe told them previously, that's in the Pasuk Yudah of Beis, V'yishado Ishmael Yisrael. He told them to do it. Okay. That's the Rashi. So the Gra has a tremendous kasha. His kasha is that Rashi is not saying anything. Anyone who reads the Pasuk will know. It says, Ubnei Yisrael also kedvar Moshe, V'yishado mi Mitzrayim. That they did what Moshe told them, and what they do, they asked the Mitzrayim. So what's Rashi saying that he did, that they vishado ishma Yisrael? That you read the pasuk, you see that, it says that. Ubnei Yisrael also kedvar Moshe, and what they do, vayishado. So he says, a gainish einfau. He says that the pasuk in Yud Aleph Beis, does not mean the same thing as the pasuk here in Lamed Hey v'yishado mi Mitzrim, and that's why Rashi is bringing it in. Why? So he says he has two rayas. First of all, because he says Re'eyu, we know the word Re'eyu always means for Klal Yisrael. So he has, it brings a Gemara that only a Jew is considered Re'eyu. Second of all, it says, Daber No. Okay, the Daber No. And No is, he says, that is Hashem had to say, please. Please, Bnei Yisrael should be Medaber. And if it was a question of the Bnei Yisrael just asking the Mitzrayim for money, then it's not, you have to ask No. Of course the Bnei Yisrael will ask the Mitzrayim for money. What do they have to lose? Or this is for, it's good for them. So why does Hashem have to ask Daber No? Please, Bnei Yisrael, go ask. Why shouldn't they ask? So the Gra says as follows. He says that if the Bnei Yisrael would have gone straight to the Mitzrayim and asked, the Mitzrayim would say no. Because why? They don't want to give. They're not Baalei Chesed. Therefore, Hashem had to tell them, first at Sivui to Bnei Yisrael, that they should ask each other to borrow things. They should dab Ish Yisrael. They should ask, the Jews should lend out to, they should lend to each other things. Once they lend to each other, and that they're not doing to benefit, they're not benefiting anything from that directly. And that's why it has to be no, because if they're not, they're not benefiting. But once they lend Ish Yisrael, so then they put an atmosphere of chesed in the world, and Oilam Chesed Yibane, and Mimeira, that will be Mashpia on the Mitzrim, and now the Mitzrim will also become Bawe Chesed. I don't know if that's a logical thing, because the Mitzrim will see that Bnei Yisrael or Bawe Chesed, there'll be Mushba logically, or it's mystical. I assume it's probably more mystical, that there's Chesed in the world, so it's Mashpia. So Mimeira, the Mitzrim will do it. So that's how he reads the Pasuk. There's a Gaina Shagra. That's what Rashi is saying. Bnei Yisrael in Pasuk Lamed Hey. Bnei Yisrael also Gizvar Moshe. And says Rashi, don't think that what it means is, what do they do Gizvar Moshe by Yishadom in Mitzrayim? No, because they, well, that wasn't Gizvar Moshe. What did Bnei Yisrael also Gizvar Moshe? They did what Moshe told them earlier to do. By Yishadom Ishmael Yisrael. They lent to each other. And now that they went ahead and lent to each other, which was, and they created chesed in the world, then they went ahead and they did a second thing by Yishadom Mitzrayim. That's how the Gros reading it. The Pasuk is saying two things. The Bnei Yisrael also Gizvar Moshe that they lent to each other. And then a second thing by Yishadom Mitzrayim by Kesef Ezov. That's the Gros. It's a very beautiful gra, Gainish gra. So if just to read it inside, I skipped the question. No, he asked these questions at Al Korcha, Sarach Leimar, in the bottom part, in the column on the right, three lines from the bottom, at Al Korcha, Sarach Leimar, Deloya Biachotam Lafos Gizos. They couldn't go and ask the Mitzrayim. Unless first they had to be koyfe their own Yetzahara, lasos chesed ish imeyu, to do chesed with each other, with one Jew and another Jew, vazei oilam chesed yibane, and this will create a world of chesed, ki aidei zeh, then the yitin Hashem eschenam b'enei Mitzrayim, u'defizei koi reyu a Yisrael, b'shap reshap zeh lashem akasha. Okay. So there, I thought there were, sorry if it's a very nice grow. Nice to see a nice grow. But there are two shmuzim, I thought, that you have on this. The grow saying that the Klai Yisrael, Hashem had to say no. Why did Hashem have to say no? If Hashem would have told Klai Yisrael, go straight to the Mitzrayim, for that he wouldn't have to say no, because of course the Bnei Yisrael would go. They stand to make money, to get a tremendous profit. But there was a prereq, but since they couldn't do that, because if they would have gone straight to the Mitzrayim wouldn't have given them anything. So they had to go ahead and first do something else. They had to first lend to each other, and for that they weren't gaining anything. Therefore they had to say no. So the main, we'll start with the main, I thought the main chiddush was first, is that why couldn't they go ahead straight and ask the Mitzrayim? They go to Mitzrim, Hashem will make a nace at the Mitzrim, will give. And it says in the Pasuk, Vayitein Hashem es chen, v'nosan Hashem es chenam, v'enei Mitzrayim. So the Hashem is going to make it, they'll ask the Mitzrim, even without being creating this oidam chesed yibane, and Hashem will make a nace that the Mitzrim will give. So obviously if Hashem wanted to do a nace, Hashem could make a nace that they would give. But probably if Hashem wanted to make a nace, b'chlau, he didn't need this whole nice, this whole, I assume that's the answer. The Bnei Yisrael didn't even have to ask. Hashem Gnistam made a nace that the Mitzrayim, that the money, the Jews would have gotten the Mitzrayim's money. The Gra says, other place that there was really, that was, at Yamsuf, Hashem did it himself without the Bnei Yisrael, and that was really the kiyum of the Haftacha to the others. But this was, apparently, this was more of a Derech HaTava. In other words, there were certain things Hashem wants to do a nes. The Asara Makis was for nes. Kriyas Yamsef was a nes. But here, that Klai Yisrael should get the money from Mitzrayim, apparently, for whatever cheshbon, this was not supposed to be a nes. This was supposed to be al Derech HaTava. Now, even in Derech HaTava, you need Siyata Deshmaya, and you need that Hashem Nosen Eschein Am B'nei Mitzrayim. But it wasn't a complete shinui of the Tava. It was working within the rules of Tava. Therefore, if Bnei Yisrael would have gone to the Mitzrayim and asked him for the money, without first doing chesed to each other. So if Derech HaTeva, the Mitzrayim would have said no, so it wouldn't have worked. So therefore Hashem had to give a tzivui. First they have to do chesed to each other, make an oidam chesed yibana, and then already it's not such an it's more in the Derech HaTeva, together obviously with Siyata Dishmaya, that the Mitzrayim will do a chesed back. So I thought this was like an amazing seer. In other words, imagine if a person's in the concentration camp. And he says, oh, the Germans are so cruel. What can we do to make the Germans nicer? So he says, I have a suggestion. Let's do chesed with each other, and then the Germans will be a bigger Baal Chasadim. You think the guy's crazy. You know, well, our chesed is going to be mashpia on the Germans. They're such rishoyim, such achzorim, because we're going to do chesed. Now he's going to become, this Russia, Marusha, Shein Kamoho, is going to become a Baal Chesed. But that's what it's saying here, that by Klal Yisrael going ahead and doing chesed with each other, that by the fact that they went ahead and Yishado Ishmeis Reyehu, so somehow they made an Oidam chesed in the world, Oidam chesed Yibana, that's what the Gra says, and now when they came to ask the Mitzrayim were, these were the biggest achzorim, they were for torturing, killing the Jews, for hundreds of years and making them avodas parach and throwing the babies into the river, whatever. Now I ask them, okay, you want to do me a favor? Can you lend me your money, your clothes, whatever? Sure, chesed. Oh. Well, Einachinami, it says in the Pasuk, there was a nasan Hashem eschein la'am. But the hargosh of chesed was it was in them because oilam chesed yibana. That's what the Gra says. That the fact that Klal Yisrael did chesed had such a hashbah that it turned the Mitzrayim, who were these tremendous achzorim, into Baal Chesed, to a certain extent. That they were ready to be open to the idea of doing chesed, to give away their precious garments. Rashi says their simlois were more precious. They were ready to give away, because it's a chesed. I gotta be a chesed. Why could I learn? Because it's Olam Chesed. So you see an amazing to hear in the Gra of how a person's actions is mashpia on the world. Sometimes we think that if a person is a Rebbe, okay, so he has a hashbah. But especially someone who's not a Rebbe, just in his own Dao and Amis. So what do I do? Whatever I do doesn't affect the world. I'm just doing what I do. It's just for myself. Here, Klal Yisrael, between Ishmael, Pashtus, the Mitzrayim didn't even see it. I mean, Pashtus, if they did see, I don't doubt that made a difference. That they're going ahead and they're doing chesed among themselves. And that has such a profound hashbah that even the biggest rishayim, the biggest achzorim in the world, who's been tormenting these Klal Yisrael for 200 years, they become transformed to a certain extent to become Baruch Hasadim. It's a tremendous chiddush in the Gra, in the power, the mystical power. It's probably a mystical car, but it's a mystical power that's al piderech ha-teva. There's a hanhaga teva of the world which works mystically. So there's a mystical power al piderech ha-teva, which is not just in the time of the Mitzrayim, it's in all the dairies, that when a person does chesed, it creates an oidam chesed yibane. That I thought was a very big chiddush of the Gra. I got a second chiddush, it's not at all connected, but the Gra says, the Gra is trying to explain why the Hashem had to say no. Because, what's that, stabber no, you tell the Bnei Yisrael, they ask the Mitzrayim for the money, it's easy, you're going to get money. So he says that therefore he answers that they're not asking, it's not dabber no to ask the Mitzrayim, but it's to ask the other Jews to lend out to each other. So the chayra, it's still shver because pashtus. You see from the pasuk, even when it was said that it's understood that the purpose of that is for the mitzrim. You see in the pasuk Beis and Gimel, it says Dabri Na Be'ezim Yishav Ishmael Yisrael. That's Klal Yisrael, and then V'itin Hashem Eschein On Be'nei Mitzrayim. So it was understood that the purpose for Klal Yisrael of lending each other will be that the Mitzrayim will give you. So how did the Gra answer his kasha? The Gra's kasha was But you don't have to say no, because if why shouldn't they do it? They're not losing anything. They're coming to gain all the money of the Mitzrayim. So why do you have to ask Bnei Israel, please? So Bnei Israel will be thrilled to do it. So now you tell Bnei Israel, well, there's a prerequisite. Before you can ask the Mitzrayim, you have to lend each other. So good. So I don't have to tell me no. It's so easy. I know that by lending each other, I'm going to make all the money. I'm going to acher ken yetsev rechush gadol. I'll get the tremendous wealth in Mitzrayim. So why is it so? Is you have to say no, that it's like difficult for Klai Yisrael to do it. So I would assume that this is a raya to the famous Rav Yisrael. Rav Yisrael says it's in the Or Yisrael that there are two yetsaharas. There's one yetsahara that a person has a yetsahara because he has a taiva, and he says, and then there's a second yetsahara, a mystical yetsahara. That even in Fakirat, you don't have a taiva. And if anything, you have a taiva to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah would fit into your taivas. There's a mystical yetzahara that doesn't allow you to do it. He gives an example, I believe. A person goes ahead and spends fortunes of money to get covet. He'll buy himself a fancy car because he thinks it's more covet when he drives down the street in a fancy car. He'll build a beautiful home so he can get more covet. And then someone comes over to him and asks him to give a donation to Stucca, and he'll get even more covet, because that's emesek covet. People really respect you. They don't respect you for your car, they respect you for giving Stucca. And so he could get for the same, he's ready to spend that much money for covet so he can have a fancy car, but when they offer it, ask him to give Stucca, he says no. So Rabbi Yisrael says that even though he has a yetzahara for covet, he wants covet, it's good for him. But he has a taiva for covet. He has a taiva for covet, but his yetzahara, this mystical yetzahara, won't allow him to do the mitzvah, because it's a mystical kayach. Even though it's good for you, you can't do it if it's a mitzvah. So it sounds like that's shot here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Klai Yisrael and says, all you have to do is lend to each other. You lend to each other, that's going to cause an oyinam chesed yibaneh, and then you're going to go over to the Mitzrayim and you're going to ask them, and they're going to give you all the wealth of Mitzrayim. But still, the Gra says that if they had to be yikvu et yitzram, they had to fight their yetzahara. Lasos chesed ishim reyehu. The Gra says there was a certain yetzahara that was against it. How can I go ahead and do a chesed to my friend? I assume that's like this mystical yetzahara, that even though I know that it's good for me, I'm going to stand from this to gain so much, but there was a certain yetzahara that didn't allow them to do it. So there's really, I think, two chidushim in the Gra. One is you see an example of Rav Yisrael's mystical yetzahara, that even when a person knows, Hashem is telling them, and it's after all the Aseres Makis, and I assume, that's pretty, Klai Yisrael, I'm sure, believe that what Hashem said is true after all the Makas. So here after Hashem tells them that just by lending out your money to your friends, you're going to be zeichin, tremendous Ashiris, and yet there was a strong Yetzirah, some kind of, it took a certain kfiyas yetzahara. The Gra says, yikvu es yitram, and it needed Hashem had to say no to get them to do it. That it was that the person has a yetzahara even when something is good for him. That's one chiddush. And the second chiddush, I think, is the most inspiring thing, is you see from the Gra, the kayach of a person does a chesed in its tzina by himself. Person does an action, and he's chesed. It has a hashpah on the whole world, and even the greatest rishonim are transformed and become to some extent ba'alei chasadim by the fact that we do chesed among ourselves.